I am assuming that you were able to get your eye within your body. And now we're going to do your me. Whereabouts is your me? Just say this to yourself. This is for me. This is for me. And notice, is your me on the inside or the outside of your body? And if it's on the outside of your body, ask your me if it would like to come on the inside of body. And if so, yes, allow your me on the outside to come inside your body. And now make a statement and say, this is for myself. And notice where your myself is when you say, this is for myself. Is it inside or outside your body? And if it's outside, ask if it would be interested in coming on the inside of body. And if the answer is yes, allow it to come on the inside of body. Now, you have a first name and possibly a couple other names, like nicknames. Say those names and notice, are they inside or outside? Your first name and your nickname. And if they're on the outside, ask if they would be interested in coming on the inside. And if the answer is affirmative, allow them to come on the inside. And now notice, where is your spirit? Is your spirit inside or outside your body? And if it's outside, allow it to come on the inside. And allow your spirit with your I, your me, your myself, and your names to all become one, to spread throughout your body from the top of your head all the way to the bottom of your feet, to occupy every molecule and atom in your body. And now you're whole and complete, and everything's inside that needs to be inside, and those things that are outside, just let them be outside. And notice how different it is to have these parts of you all as one rather than split in different locations. And that is the end of this self-awareness, self-identity, and integration of self.